back. Let's get episode 18.
I lost count.
We lose count. We got, we getting count. Up there now.
It's 18. Yeah.
18, and we got a special guest. We got a what's our fifth guest of the season?
What's your name?
What's your name? What your name is?
Rich. Also, my full name is Richmond Bradshaw Jr.
Okay, okay, okay.
Okay.
Where
you from, Richmond Bradshaw Jr.?
From
Staten Island.
Junior. You gotta say it with your chest.
I'm from Staten Island, particularly the Port Richmond area.
Okay, okay.
Ironically, my name is Richmond, right?
Yeah, facts. We got a Staten Island. Another I finally got a company up here. You know, I was always the only person from Staten Island, so, you know, it's cool to have another brother from Staten Island. Shallon Island. So, you see what I'm saying? What's up? What's up? How's everybody been doing this year so far?
Rough start, but...
Let's start this off. What's up?
Let's start with our guests.
Let's start with our guests. How are your year 2022 going?
I'm expecting a child, so I'm expecting...
Oh, congratulations, bro. That's what's up. That's
girl
what's
boy.
Up.
A boy.
I figured. I'm like, it's a bunch of blue on your arm.
That's dope.
This is my first child. This is my first, my last, I should say.
Already?
They ain't even here yet.
Already?
That's crazy. That's exciting.
I'm expecting the son, so I'm excited for that. You know,
that's what's up.
My little June, I mean.
Yeah, okay, that's what's up.
And,
that's
what's up. Just in between homes, looking for an apartment big enough for the family, you know?
Okay, okay.
Yeah. Nervous about it, being a father?
Nah, I'm not nervous.
You ready?
I had plenty of training.
Kid in 2 years.
You got your whole life planned out.
This is planned out first.
This nigga's so strategic.
Like, he uses the yearly planners as really happening. But. So what's up with you? How you feeling? Staten Island leads today.
I feel like, I'm I'm good. That's what I'm like.
Unlike y'all.
Stuttering.
That's how I feel mad. I'm going to answer this way because my January is starting off good.
Damn, we need some ice with that deep burn.
Oh, my year's starting off good.
Somebody's starting off good.
Thank God. Also, FanDuel came to New York. So,
whole gambling addict over here.
Money, you know. Shout out to Steph Curry, made me some money. You know what I'm saying? But this year really started off good. I was telling my friend that the other day. I'm like, it started off good. And usually January is always a long month for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this month really came by fast. But
yeah,
to me, it's starting off pretty decent. How about you, sis?
God is good.
All the time.
You know, it's not so much that the year started off shitty. It's just like, you know, I take accountability in the choices that I'm making of people that I allow in my life. So I allowed them to, you know, push me a little too far over the edge. And I'm almost lost my shit, but I got my shit back. So my New Year starts tomorrow, actually.
So that's good. So you had a rough start, but February's tomorrow.
Yeah,
so
I'm hopeful. That's why I said God is good, because ain't nobody gonna block my
need business. To do over.
Everything that's made for me is gonna be made for me.
Hello. Amen. Say that.
My black brother.
Started off a little rough. We had a couple ER visits. Them damn spasms been kind of crazy lately, so they've been getting out of control. But other than that, so now I'm like you. I'm starting. Yeah, this week my new year starts. Yeah, starting tomorrow. My new year.
Clothing. You got the whole.
Oh yeah, I got a.
That's something.
You know, yeah, I got a bunch of new merch. Yeah, I got a. Yeah, this is a new. So this is one of the new. It's like a. This is old. It's like what. Couple of years ago, but I got a bunch of new merch coming out, and I'm doing a photo shoot for the new merch. I got like 3 new colors, 3 new sweatsuits and stuff, and I still got some
we
of the
need
old ones.
With the fat ass.
Oh yeah, some models. You want a model? You could holler at me. Slide in my DM like a dancer. You know what I'm saying, and then I got a photo shoot lined
that's
up.
Exciting,
so
bro.
Yeah, I got a bunch of new.
That the good things aren't happening.
Yeah,
you're just saying that there are trials and tribulations.
Exactly. We just letting y'all know that it's all, you know, because we be up here and you know we promote a lot. lot of positivity and stuff, but we like, you know, it's real too, and we have our ups and our downs, and we're human also, and right. you know, we go through shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's just not, I don't want to sit here and be like, everything is all peach and cream. Like, yeah,
fake.
I was in the ER twice in 1 week. Your boy was going through it. So
you feeling better?
Today's been a lot. I feel a lot better. Now that the snow stopped the damn snowstorm, so yeah, I feel a lot better. Not that let up, so yeah.
Treacherous weather outside.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I could do this New York shit for so long.
Oh yeah, it's over. I don't know. Yeah.
I feel like that too, man.
I'm a New York girl.
It's depressing, man. It's depressing.
It's like if you're 40 years old, you like the snow. Grow up. It's like it's such a kid
it's
thing.
So useless like
it's so it's
I didn't not, see them thing. Having fun on Side Talk New York. Yo. That shit looks so
yeah.
lit.
Oh yeah, I saw it.
Y'all gotta be real though. That shit look lit. We outside.
They just you know, yo, they just they make fun out of anything.
To put it there, but they
was in the park, right? On snow.
They was in the park wild and they were outside. The same people like the Joe Byron.
Yeah, them.
That's was wild. That shit had
like a thousand.
It was a whole fucking party.
Mad at them.
Like, I think it
mad
was the park they did it. They do it like every year now.
Yeah, that's was crazy. Lit.
But I will never go outside unless y'all give me like a sleigh and y'all go
do the track. Yeah, we need some.
They need something because honestly, now that I have a child, it's like I haven't been into the snow since I was a kid, but he's into the snow. So it's like, damn, I'm just like the mean Grinch. Mommy. Sit your ass down. You don't want to go in the snow. Yesterday I was like, Grandma, you wanna go downstairs with me so I could watch you and Poopy in the snow? She's like, what? Like I do not like the snow.
Yeah.
It's all good, man. But you know, I'm out of here soon, so
yeah.
Florida's the wave.
Yo, how you know?
Somewhere warm, man. Somewhere warm, yeah.
Tropical.
Yeah. You going in? I'm trying to do West Coast. I'm trying to go to Cali. Son. Yeah, bro. Oh,
it's the Hollywood.
I'm trying. Yeah, I'm trying. My name in bright lights, baby.
All right, what's up, bro? So today we drinking water.
Yeah, we
you know what I mean? Usually we drinking wine, but you know, I ain't forgot the
glass. Those ER visits sat me down, so ain't no wine today.
He turned wine into water.
It might be the last supper. Who knows?
That's why I wanted. He gonna tell us about the wine in the car. Damn, wine, water. Hello.
So what's up, bro? I know you know the year started a little rough. What's your message or what you want to talk about?
All right. So this should be airing what? Black History?
Technically.
Technically. Yeah. All right. So I don't know. I just want to say to us, right? As people, I feel like. Like we go against one another. Black men and women. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I feel like we go against each other a lot. Like, what's that about? I don't understand. Like, instead of like, I feel like we act like we don't need one another. You know what I'm saying? Like, we need each other to exist. Like, why are we go against? But we always putting one another against each other. You know, we have nothing. It's like nowadays, you go on social media, it's nothing good to say about each other. You know what I'm saying? Nothing uplifting.
Black women and black men.
Yeah, like we never.
Do you feel white supremacy made it that way? Like, of course. Like, We became so like thick skinned, or like we get ridiculed every day by by media and things that like, because our normal is not normal.
Which leads to today's conversation is because we're here to speak about mental health, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And mental health plagues the black community because nobody actually gets treatment for it.
Yeah, it's like,
have something.
It's like it's like taboo. Yeah,
yeah, taboo.
Yeah, I have
definitely taboo in a black family. Yeah, talk about
I have schizophrenia.
How long have you had it?
I had it for a little bit over 10 years. I was diagnosed maybe when I was like 19, 20. I'll be 31 this year in July. And when I first got diagnosed, it was very difficult to accept. I didn't want to accept it. I was like, man, you doctors don't know what y'all talking about. I don't get schizophrenia, you know what I'm saying? But I prolonged my treatment and it made it worse.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So like, and my family, I love my family because they really pushed me and encouraged me to do the treatment, do therapy, take the medication. You know, like, and I can say now the medication is amazing. You know what I'm saying? So
thank God for that.
Who got help from your black family with your mental health, to go back to him and what he was saying, right?
Yeah. I feel like you could feel isolated. You feel like you don't see people that don't look like you often, or, you know what I'm saying?
That you can relate to.
I got diagnosed right after high school, so I feel like that's the time where everybody goes their separate ways. You know what I'm saying? Some go start family, some go to the armed forces, some go to college, and you're isolated. You know what I'm saying? You have nobody to really vent to. So I feel like that was my problem. I was in college, collegiate stress, pressure from family, stress from life, and I was dabbling with marijuana at the time too. So I feel like that kind of like
made it worse.
Yeah, made it worse.
Okay.
So to go back to what Lav was saying, he's basically saying that as it's basically what I said last week with the black men and black women, we don't stick together. But why do you feel like that, and what do you feel like we can do to make it better?
I feel like we need to come together. I feel like we need to uplift one another instead of like, you know, just come and stop coming against one another. And so, yeah, that's just my thing. I just feel like we should uplift one another and have more positive things to say. And, you know, it's like we can't do anything without each other. You get what I'm saying? Like we got to, I don't know. That's just my thing. That's just, I'm for lack of a better word. Yeah.
You know, I agree, but I'm just not going to, cause you know, I got attacked last week by these people. I got attacked by a bunch of white women because of my opinions of the black community. And I am not, just because I'm pro-black doesn't mean that I'm anti-white.
Yeah.
And I feel like what Lav is saying, I feel like black people, yeah, we did go through a lot with slavery and stuff like that. And that's something that'll always affect us as long as we allow it. And I'm not one of those people like Kanye that's going to say, oh, slavery was a choice. It's not a choice. But at the end of the day, it's a choice to keep using that as an excuse to mistreat each other. Agreed. When we can clearly see. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, all right, we're all adults now. It's like blaming your mommy for things that's going on in your life now. Like, no, these are your problems now. This, you're no longer a child. So if you want, you know what I mean, to make things better, one thing you have to do is start by being respectful. You don't have to marry a black man or a black woman if that's not your choice, but just respect one another.
Yeah, I agree.
That's
pretty much it.
I feel like media does have a big part.
Of course.
They also, like I said, I do follow pages that do support black love, and it's like nothing but like black families, but they don't push that out as the narrative. That means it's really there too. And I looked it up. They said black marriages are actually up right now.
Right.
So, like, you know, the more of, you know, the tearing down, I guess negativity always going to sell. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
But I get it because on the Shade Rooms or in those sites, they promote, it's always like a friction between the black man and black woman. You know what I mean? And instead of, you know, being negative, they never uplift those type of couples. It's like they always post the divorce, right?
Right. They post that way more.
Right, they never post, the engagement, or they never post, you know, the wedding and after the happy after ending. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Right. So I get what you're
saying.
Amen. Man.
So, sis, what's the Frenchie facts of the week?
Okay, the Frenchie facts of the week are big because Rihanna is pregnant.
Yeah.
Rihanna is pregnant.
She got a Harlem baby.
From New York dudes.
Yeah. We snatched Beyonce.
That's big.
Snatched Riri.
That's big.
New York fellas,
that's big.
You know what I'm saying? Ladies, get you a New Yorker.
Because Rihanna's my boo, and, you know, ASAP, you know, I'm tight. That's the only woman I really love, you know what I'm saying? Listen, ASAP.
You got to give him some beat.
Listen, he's smart. He's smart.
Smart move.
He's a billionaire. So.
Check me.
She's gorgeous. Even she, because she could get a billionaire without being a billionaire.
That's
she
a
could
fact.
Lose all her money, and her talent and her beauty would give it to her all over again.
Yeah.
I love Rihanna because she just can do no wrong. And she's Barbados,
dope.
Just like my family.
ASAP, put a ring on it ASAP.
But to piggyback off of that, because that's not obviously not the French tracks, I'm just really hypey and I'm fangirling because who doesn't love Rihanna?
Yeah, everybody.
She's a bad bitch.
Yeah, I love
she
her.
Built herself up from poverty, so.
Thanks.
Rihanna, can you please talk to Jesse? Thank like, you. Please, ASAP. We
leave that nigga, man. Fuck out of here. That's very simple. Like, what he got on me?
Down on
he just raps. I could rap too.
He said, what he got on me?
Yo. Listen.
You dress
listen,
better.
Word. I don't paint my nails.
He a fashion killer.
Ain't no more painting nails, but I don't paint my nails. Look, listen,
that's
I'm an island.
Killer.
I'm shooting my shot. Yo, Rihanna, what's
he's
up?
He's an island boy,
baby?
Too, right?
What's up, baby? Take me out to dinner, baby.
What's up, baby? Take me out to dinner.
Wagwan, baby.
So, the French facts, yo, I can't take that seriously. The French facts is that I just noticed, like, you know, on social media especially, like, when it's so many mothers today that don't want to be mothers. You know what I mean? And I feel like it's discouraging a lot of the other women to like not want to have kids and stuff like that, because all they speak about when they speak about motherhood, what you think about? Being tired, possible fear of postpartum depression, you know, might be having to do it on your own, always with the kids, never getting a break. Oh, I can't smoke, I can't drink, I can't do this, I can't do that. So a lot of people are opting out not to have kids, which is understandable. I believe that people that don't want kids shouldn't have kids because you can, if you bring a child into this world, you have to be prepared to make them your whole life. Me, on the other hand, I love to be a mom. You know what I mean? So I can't relate to a lot of people when they complain like, oh my God, I wish I never did that. Whether you got to do it on your own or you got to do it, you know what I mean? It's still your choice. You can complain complain about what you go through, but to complain about your child and what you're going through is two different things. Yeah. A lot of people are complaining about their actual children. Like, they just get really disgusted behind them. And so many women are throwing their babies into the trash and stuff like That's crazy. And just, you know, a lot of teenagers are doing that. And they've been doing that. When there are actually places in the hospital you can go to drop your baby in a box and put them away safely so the hospital could take them. Mm. Adoption is always an option if you don't believe in abortion. But I feel like if you don't believe in abortion, but you believe in abusing a child and mistreating them, then you're really stupid. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, I'd rather somebody get an abortion than to take out their anger and their problems on the child just because you didn't want to go through that little 2 seconds of, you know what I mean? Yeah. Getting that pulled out of you, right? Because I've had abortions. I'm pro-choice. I'm not ashamed of my choices. I'm happy that I did it when I was supposed to because I would have never been as happy if I had my child earlier. And I feel like it's a time you know yourself. I lived my life so young. I was outside really, really early. So I knew that I wanted to be a mom when I wanted to be a mom. Like, when I had my son, like, my son was planned, actually, but I always told his father, like, you know, if we don't work out, let's just co-parent properly and stuff. So, you know, we have ups and downs, but we both love our child. And I will say that, and I'm grateful that my son has a mother and a father. But at the same time, like, I just wanted to say, to make it short and sweet, if you don't want a child, don't have a child. If you want a child, have a child. Don't let anybody else's opinions on what they are going through with their child or what they went through with their pregnancy or what they went through with their mother of their child or the father of their child just, like, deter you from what you want to do. Mm. If you want to have that baby for you. Don't have that baby because you want to be with a man. Don't have that baby because you want to dress it up and it's going to look so cute. Have that baby because you're ready to pour life into someone other than yourself. If you're not able to pour life into yourself, how can you pour it into a child? Motherhood is beautiful. Like, I want to spread that message because they make it seem so ugly. Like, yeah, I get tired. Yeah, my baby might annoy the shit out of me and he might be bad sometimes. Mm-hmm. But it's all worth it when, at the end of the night, I'm the only person he wants to cuddle up under. Mommy. Mm-hmm. Just hearing mommy, and when I run through the door and you see their eyes light up. You know what I mean? Like, that's precious, the best feeling like in it, the world. So just go for that. That's just my opinion. And no, I'm not knocking anybody for what you're doing. Like I said, I'm pro-choice. I'd rather you pop a plan B and get an abortion than bring a child into this world that you don't want. Mm-hmm. And then adoption, too, is people that deserve children out there that can't physically have them. So it's really nice if you do put your child up properly for adoption. But mistreating your child, killing your children, and throwing them in the trash, literally, is disgusting. Yeah, it is. And that's a French fact.
That's what's up.
And I feel like this show is going to be very special because when people think about disability, right, they think about like physical disability, right? So they see us, they think of parents, they automatically, like, you know, that's labeled as disabled, right? When meanwhile, the number one disability in the United States is mental health, right? Yeah. And it's taboo because people don't think just somebody's walking outside, nothing's wrong with them, right? Because it's not such a strong appearance, right? So we have our guest here, and you said earlier you had schizophrenia, right?
Yes.
So my question, we're going to start off with the questions. Like, you ready?
Let's get them.
Because there's a lot of taboos, and I feel like this is going to help so much people, right? Because also, we wanted you to come on the show because everything is normal. You have a normal life, right? You know what I'm saying? And it's like, it's good that you speak about it because other people got to see that this is, you live like a normal life and this is like normal. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It could come at any time, you know what I'm saying? At your life, you know what I'm saying?
Any age. All walks of life.
Right. So, when was you diagnosed again?
I was 19.
At 19.
This was 2010.
Mm. Okay. And being diagnosed such at a young age and not knowing what's going on, how did you deal with this? And, like, you know what I'm saying? Tell us how you was impacted
At first I felt ashamed. Mm-hmm. I felt embarrassed. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to accept it, you know,
what was going on that you felt these, like, what were some of the symptoms you were having?
Like skipping showers, pacing the floor, talking to myself, laughing to myself. My mom would ask me, like, what's wrong? And I couldn't answer her, you know? And then one day she took me to a psych ward. I got evaluated, and then told me I had schizophrenia.
Wow.
That was like the roughest day of my life. That was the roughest phase of my life, going through those symptoms and stuff like that.
So you felt these symptoms at 19 and you found out at 19 as well?
I found out at 20.
So you felt them at 19, you found out at 20.
Yeah.
And what was your initial thought when you found out?
there's no way this could happen to me. Yeah. No way. Mm-hmm. I felt like my future was bright, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I was young, I was handsome, you know what I'm saying? I was like,
still good looking king.
Like, there's no way this could happen to me, you know what I'm saying? But life is unpredictable, you know?
That's right.
You gotta accept it, you know?
And you was able to adjust, because look at you now, you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Being that, you see what I'm saying, that this is a taboo in the black community, because a lot of times we like to call people crazy because we don't know, right?
Oh, he's sick.
Right? Yeah. Oh, he's sick, right? He's sick, go crazy. How do you feel about the word crazy when they mention your disability, or when people don't know, like, you see what I'm saying, during that time, if you was acting a certain way, how do you feel about, you know, that label crazy? Because in the wheelchair community, the word handicap is bad, right? And I don't want to be labeled as handicapped, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I can say how somebody that's going through some mental illness being called crazy is not, it's a bad thing. You know what I'm saying? So how do you feel?
I feel like a lot of people are not educated to it, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? But shout out to people like Charlamagne the God on The Breakfast Club. He makes mental health a topic and he speaks on it about it daily. People like that spread awareness. They have mm-hmm. a big platform that can spread mental health awareness. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Shout out to people like that. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are not educated on it, on mm-hmm. the topic. Back then, when I first got diagnosed, it wasn't a language for it. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people weren't talking about it. But now, mm-hmm. present day, yeah, more people are talking about it.
More people coming forward.
Yeah, mm-hmm. coming forward saying, oh, you know, I had my issues too. I go see a therapist too, and mm-hmm. I take medication for whatever it may be. But you just got to educate yourself, you know, mm-hmm. and to make the world a better place. You know?
Yeah, because calling someone crazy is just dismissive.
Have you been called crazy? Mm-hmm. By a female you arguing with. Like,
No.
Everybody been called crazy. Yeah. I'm talking about, like, when you were having one of your episodes and people seeing you, did anybody ever call you to your face to where you can hear them? Or maybe you overheard your family or whoever saying,
oh, maybe by crazy? Strangers, yeah. Because I remember vividly I was on the train and I was, like, acting strange. And I couldn't help it, you know. And it's crazy because I thought I could help myself to control myself to act calm, but I couldn't. I just couldn't. It's just my mind was just in another place, and people they would stay away from me like 10 feet. Like, it was social distancing before social distancing.
Yo, from New York, right? So being that you've had those episodes and stuff, when you are in those episodes, do you know what's going on?
I feel like an out of body experience. Like,
it's like an out of body experience.
So you see yourself, what you're doing, and you're like, what the fuck?
Yes.
Like, that's what it's like?
Exactly.
Wow.
That's
like. Crazy.
Yeah. Wow.
That's crazy. Because my grandmother has been schizophrenic my whole life. So just watching her transition, and I never like asked her how she felt about this. So you're the first person I'm asking. Yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. So this is really deep and touching to me because I see, like, you are really strong. You came in here. Mm-hmm. You can't tell, and that's the thing you have to worry about with people with mental illnesses, because you don't want to offend anybody. No. If you don't know what's going on, either ask a question or don't and look away. You know what I mean? Don't sit there and stare and make him or anybody else feel
uncomfortable.
Yeah. It's disrespectful and it's degrading because he can't help himself, and neither can anybody else. And you wouldn't want somebody staring at you in your worst moments.
Mm-hmm. And also, this is kind of close to me because, like, my best friend, you know, I got shot, whatever, right? And at the age of 19, something also schizophrenia, something has to trigger something sometimes. And around that age, I know in black men, they develop schizophrenia sometimes, right? Yeah. One time he came in the hospital during that time, I got shot during that period, and he came in the hospital and he was like, yo, he started hearing voices, right? And I'm like, yo, Sweat, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? Because mind you, I just chill with him every single day, right? Mm-hmm. So I definitely see both sides of it, right? Because then I have a cousin that, you know, suffered through it. But I think the first thing, my cousin, he acts very normal. He's living, he got a wife. Yeah, but I think the first thing we have to acknowledge that he has it.
The first step. Right?
Mm-hmm. That's the first step. Yeah. Accepting it is the first step. Yeah.
That's one of the hardest parts.
That's one of the hardest things.
Right? When did you accept it?
It took me a while. It took me like 8 months to accept it. You know,
that's not even a while.
That's not really a while. Quick. Yeah, people be It takes some years,
decades. You know? Sometimes.
That's true. That's true. Mm-hmm.
That's really quick, honestly, especially as a young man.
Yeah, it took me a while. Mm-hmm. My dad and my mom, they was like my biggest support system.
You know? Thank God for that. Yeah, thank God. Yeah.
So, you heard that, a strong black woman and man.
Yeah, because I noticed a lot of times in the black community, in the black communities, like they just shun you off, like, oh, he all right, he good. Yeah. Yeah, that type of thing, and they don't really,
And I can speak off my cousin, too, because he was going through, you know, a mental illness, and he has a great support system that got him where he is now, right? But then I told you, I could speak about the other side where, you know, my friend only has, like, a certain amount of people in his life, but it could be stronger, right?
Yeah.
And I could see the difference, like, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, we all need help in some mm-hmm, type of way, mm-hmm. right? And I think a support system, you know, that's you're blessed for that, you know? You're yeah, blessed for a great support system, you know what I mean? And, you know,
I see what you're saying too with the both sides. Like you can see the difference between somebody that gets the help mm-hmm. and someone that doesn't. But because, like I said, with my grandmother, she's had it my whole life, so I met her with it, you know, mm-hmm. and I seen her growth with it because it took her a while to like really mm-hmm. accept it. But she had a loving mother and father to mm-hmm. do it. And now I have a younger cousin who's dealing with it. He doesn't know he has it yet. Mm-hmm. And
some people could be stubborn too. Some people don't want to accept it.
But he's very, because he's very mm-hmm. smart. Because it has, people have to realize mental illness has nothing to do with your intellect. It has more to do with your feelings, your emotions, and your what's going on in your mental. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So he just thinks because he's able to still get up and do this or whatever. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people with schizophrenia, they form habits. My grandmother, she smokes cigarettes to keep her coping. My cousin, he smokes Black and Milds all day. Mm. Did you have any habit that you formed when you?
I was like a hoarder. Like I
a
used
hoarder?
To, yeah,
hoarder.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Did I say that right?
Yeah. Oh, he's a hoe.
My mom. A hoe.
My mom was a hoarder too.
So you know? Yeah,
I used to like buy clothes and let it stack up in the house, buy newspapers and magazines.
Yeah, just.
That was my.
So that was your coping?
That was my
just
coping.
To keep a bunch of shit around.
Yeah. Things that I thought that I needed, but I really didn't need.
Because it was your mind telling you that you needed all this stuff. Mm. And then when somebody tried to take it, you would
act out. I need that. I need that for the future. And
wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And I know as far as like some people I know when they take medication, it takes their personality away from them, right? How do you feel about the whole medication? Does it help you? And do you feel like, does it take away from who you are? Cause
are you on medication?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So how do you feel about medication? Does it?
I've been on two different types of medication. Mm-hmm. The first medication I was ever on when I was younger, it was orally. You had to take it daily. You had to take it at nighttime. You had to take it in the morning. Mm-hmm. The side effects for that was weight gain. I did not want to gain any weight. Mm-hmm. That was like that. No, I didn't want to be a fat. Be a fat.
I didn't want to be a fat. Wait.
Fatty. I didn't want to be a fatty. You know what I'm saying? I told my psychiatrist, like, no, please, you got to find something else that has no side effects. Mm-hmm. So the medication I'm on now is amazing, man. That's all I got to say. Mm-hmm. I take it once every 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. It's an injection in my shoulder. Mm-hmm. And I go see my psychiatrist for like 5 minutes to give me an injection, and I leave. That's it.
You speak to somebody weekly?
I speak to somebody bi-weekly.
My grandmother does that.
Every other Thursday. And
so how long you been doing that?
Doing it for like eight, nine years now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's consistent?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's consistent.
And it helps a lot.
That's
very young. I talk about my issues at my personal life and my work life, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah. Oh, what do you do? Let's talk about your
I work two jobs. Actually gotta go to work after this.
We take the man time.
My first job I work as a home health aide during the week, and my second job I work as a KSAC worker. That's a credentialed alcohol substance abuse counselor.
Wow.
Okay.
Did you ever suffer with alcohol abuse?
No, but I have a family history of drug abuse.
So you wanted to get involved? It was personal reasons.
Yeah, it's personal reasons. Yeah.
That's dope.
That's dope. Yeah, that's what's up.
The fact that you're able to, and that goes to show you, I gotta stop judging people, because just because somebody has a mental illness, he's helping people, and they probably they don't even know what you have.
They really don't.
They can't tell. They the person with the problem, so you're being helpful. So it's that's big.
And I just want to shout out my mom for making 30 years clean.
Shout out to Mama Love, man.
My black queen.
That's beautiful.
That's what's up, man.
And this is so
Mama.
This is so important that you can sit here and say, I got schizophrenia, and like that's more people need to come out and say that.
Yeah,
you just said all the things that you're doing, right? And it's like you're living a noble life, right? And I feel like acceptance in any type of, if you don't even have a disability, right? Just accepting for who you are and what's going on in your own brain, that can release a lot of things, your problem. You know what I'm saying?
But, you know? I feel like with that, it's easier said than done, because a lot of people do tell what they have. A lot of people do say, hey, I have depression. Hey, I have anxiety. Mm-hmm. Hey, I have bipolar. And motherfuckers be like, you good. You just fucking complain.
You all right. Yeah.
You do this, you do that.
Depression ass on these dishes.
I feel like, right. Depression. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So I feel like instead of maybe admitting to the world what you have, admit it to yourself first. Right. Deal with it, get that help, and then you can tell other people, hey, I have this, but you wouldn't even know because I've done the work to get there. That will help.
Yeah.
I feel like only the mentally ill can help the mentally ill, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, how can we come in And well, I can't even say we, because I got some motherfucking issues too. I don't know if it's because I'm a Gemini, I got multiple personality, but being that my grandmother, being that my grandmother is schizophrenic, and she had my mother while she was dealing with the schizophrenia, I know my mother has anxiety. She has really bad anxiety, you know what I mean? So I don't know if something trickled down from there, because she had her with it, and my mother had me with it. So I don't know what I can have. I don't want to diagnose myself or anything like that. Only thing I know I have is PTSD, but I think something might be wrong. Everything might not be clicking upstairs. So just to, you know, understand, like, you don't know what everybody's going through. Mm-hmm. Stop placing judgment. Ask more questions. Try to get to know things and do the research yourself. If you know somebody that's dealing with any type of mental issue, do the research and try to be there for them. Don't just say, oh, that motherfucking bug now. You know how many times I see my grandmother talking to herself at the edge of the bed at nighttime, and I'm a kid. I'm a kid, like, just literally just, you see her talking to herself, and then we going outside, and then people like, oh, she's crazy, and then it's my grandmother. So I got really defensive. I learned how to protect myself really young, because this is my motherfucking grandmother. She could be as crazy as she want. You ain't going to say that shit.
You know what I mean? That's right.
Especially in the hood, you get into shit behind that. My mother had to deal with that growing up, too. She had to defend her own mom, too. So it's like, it's so much ignorance out there that it gets disgusting, because now my grandmother, you can't tell her nothing's wrong with her. She's just an old lady that likes to ask questions, and that's her way of coping. So when I see somebody getting annoyed at the questions she's asking, I just tell her, I'm like, grandma, stop talking to people. You know what I mean? You got to shut it down from there, because people are not even, if they don't care about what you're saying, they don't care about what you have. You understand what I'm saying? They just don't want to talk to you at that point. People get annoyed, they annoy.
People don't care to educate themselves.
That's why I said you can't tell. That's why I said what you were saying, like, to go and tell everybody, that's something you have to keep that a little dear to yourself.
No, I'm talking about when you're ready, to speak out, because I feel like more people need to speak out. So, because, like, this show is going to air, right? And this is going to help so much people that's dealing with some type of mental disability, and they're going to be like, oh, I can, it's okay to have schizophrenia. Like, it's okay.
It's okay.
And I feel like that's why it's so powerful that he's doing it, and he had to accept,
You know what I've learned too? It's okay to not be okay.
It's okay not to be okay.
And I feel like that's very important. Other question is, what are some taboos about schizophrenia? Like, what are some taboos that you think, yo, people just don't know, like, you know what I'm saying?
Misconceptions. Especially in the black community, black family, or you just plain out crazy, or don't come around him. He talked to himself. Don't talk around that boy. Or some people, like, in my family, they felt like, oh, you don't need to take no medication. You don't need no therapy. Nothing's wrong with you. Everybody got something wrong with them. You know what I'm saying? But in reality, you do need the help, man. Even if you don't have a mental illness, I feel like every black and brown person should get therapy. I agree.
That's a fact.
To prevent getting any mental health issues, because you can also have a mental... He wasn't born with schizophrenia.
You don't know
what triggered it, like you said. Mm-hmm. So anything can trigger it. It's in all of us at any... Especially at that age.
Any given moment.
Teenage years. Listen to your teenage children. Pay attention to them. And don't just try to lay down rules. I am a firm believer of being a parent and a friend. You know what I mean? Because you're going to need, your child is going to need that person. And I don't know who you felt comfortable speaking to it about it first, whether it was it your mom.
She's the first one that noticed the symptoms.
So who were you first comfortable to speak about it to? Like,
my therapist.
That was wow.
Yeah.
And that's big, because why do you feel like it was your therapist rather than your parents?
I feel like my parents just didn't understand it at first. So I feel like my therapist was asking a lot of questions. I was like, yeah, I feel like that, and I could relate to that. And so my therapist made me feel comfortable with opening up about it. You know what I'm saying? So
that's crazy, because I was mad ignorant at one point to, like, go and see a therapist. And I'm like, I'm not seeing a therapist. And, you know, people that's having a lot of issues and they're just crazy. And, but meanwhile, it's like, yo, there's so much trauma that we go through, and we just need to talk to somebody about it. And I feel like
being black.
Oh, and then we just walk around or roll around just thinking that everything's
okay.
It's not normal.
But to me, like, certain things, I'm like, and I was like, yo, like, you know, even like friends dying and my best friend having schizophrenia and stuff like that, I'm like, yo, it is what it is. Like, you know what I'm saying? But that's not normal.
That's literally you.
I think because of everything that you've dealt with, you've become like like it doesn't.
I don't want to say numb, but I feel like that's just my reality.
I feel like you're just like, oh wow, it's like it becomes the norm. I feel like in a black community, it becomes the normal for things not to be normal. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. For things to just be broken, right. we get so comfortable with broken things that we don't even try to fix them. We just be like, oh, he crazy. That's crazy. That's crackhead Mike. Oh, that's what you go. That's them. That's such and such. That's my crazy auntie. That's whoever.
And but, I feel like if I went to a therapist and I spoke about certain things, I'm like, oh, that's... Because a lot of people's behavior is dictated by stuff that's happened to in the past. You know what I'm saying? The reason some people are not... It's a reason why some people behave and some people act a certain way, right? Yeah. So sometimes I feel like... And that's why I was like... At first, I was mad ignorant about going to therapist. I was telling my lady that, and I'm like, yo... She's like, you need to go see a therapist sometime? I'm like, nah, I ain't doing that shit. Because I'm like, you know... Yeah. But then I'm like, I'm sitting there reasoning. I'm like, yo, maybe it's something that's... You know, I could just talk about it. And it's probably problems that is bothering me and I just don't know. Just talk it out. Sometimes you need somebody to talk it out. But my big thing was like, I want to see a black therapist.
Yes.
I
don't want
to... So, like, you know...
Yeah, that part, definitely. Definitely.
It looks like me because I feel like, you know, no offense, you know... white therapists, right? I don't feel like they can understand the problems that I go through as a black man, in America, right? And I want somebody to really look like me and just don't take my money just because I'm just somebody just trying to pay and just trying to seek help. I want somebody to really rationalize and think about, you know what I mean, and understand, right?
Where you're coming from.
Don't just take it because, you know, I'm paying for whatever, Medicaid paying for that shit. Medicaid paying, you know what I'm thinking? But, so that's very important. You know?
My greatest therapist was white.
No, it's not saying you can't have a white therapist. I just want a black therapist.
I'm just saying, like, I've only had, maybe it's because I've only had white therapists since I've been injured, but I just think that I feel like whoever could give me the help.
I feel like a lot of people of color are underrepresented in the mental health field.
Yeah.
I feel like we need more black doctors, of course, more black judges, more black lawyers.
All of that.
Yeah, we definitely need more people. So more people in those fields.
My question to you, because the show wouldn't be the show unless I asked you, did the mental illness affect your sex life?
Yes, it did.
I had to get the sex life.
It could be a good or bad. It could be a negative. You could get crazy. Or you get what you can do?
Horny like 24/7.
I thought it was gonna say the other way around, like you couldn't
get
it up.
That's what I said. Wow! Like
I was like watching porn, like it was regular TV.
So that was your habit. Why you said that? Don't say you were holding it. It was both.
He said both of them.
Too close.
It was both.
Maybe let me get them chips.
That's crazy.
So that was it. So did you have sex? Were you still having sex in the two?
No, I was single. I was single at the time. So I was being my meat, man. You know what I'm saying? masturbating like it was no tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? So,
wow.
So I was learning like porn star names and the year the video came out.
Oh, yeah.
So when did you finally get to have intercourse with this illness? Like, when did you finally allow yourself to be with a woman again?
That's a good question.
After I became stable.
Because
I feel like if I was in a relationship while... At the beginning stages, I don't know. I probably had like 40 kids by now.
He
would have
been busted up. So how long did it? You gotta help the other people out there that's not having sex. Come on, Grandma, you need to get some. No, stop. How long did you wait? After you said you got it at 19, then you said at 20 you were fully diagnosed with it and you accepted it by 20. So
then you said like you said it took him like 8 months to like.
No, it was the 8 months that you waited to have
no,
sex?
No, I was single for 8 years.
Ooh, so you didn't have sex for 8 years?
I didn't have sex for 8 years.
God bless you. Jesus. Wow. Oh my God. That's why you had a baby. That's why he said, woo.
As soon as he came outside.
He's not ready.
What's happening in your life?
She's good. She's doing good. We're going through our trials and tribulations, but that's
every relationship. Yeah.
Every relationship. Y'all gonna be good by the time this episode drops. So say something nice.
Yeah, I love you, babe.
There you go. That's what's up.
She understands your mental illness and she sticks by you.
Because I don't have no lashing out and everything. Mm-hmm. Like that, so.
And now you're about to welcome.
It's a good woman. It's yeah. a good woman.
I pray nothing.
Good woman by your side.
Trickle downs from me until
he's gonna be good.
He's gonna be good. Yeah, don't even think. Like, yeah,
you're there. Yeah. You'll be able to guide and help.
Yeah. And like you said, bro, it's okay. If anything, it's okay. You know what I'm saying? It's okay.
Still gonna love him regardless. You know, but God is good, and we pray that you know he doesn't have to deal with it. And I doubt he will, because he has you, and you'll make sure nothing triggers him.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm leaving bitches alone. Bitches will make you crazy.
Yes.
Probably a bitch that triggers you. Yo, but thank you so much for coming on.
My dog.
I got one more question. As far as, like, intimacy, right? Yeah. Like, because me, as I feel like I got more sexy with just being in the wheelchair before. Like, before it was just regular, like, yo, hit it and quit it, this, that, and third. Do you feel like intimacy with your partner, it changed?
That's a good question.
Good question.
Nah, man. Because while I was single, I did a lot of soul searching. You know what I'm saying? I took time to find myself. You know what I'm saying? So when I got into a relationship.
8 years is a long time to find yourself.
Yeah, he was looking, searching.
A lot of soul searching.
How I look.
Like 20 people in your ass. Like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. But while I was single, I was pursuing careers. You know what I'm saying? I became a personal trainer and became a CASAC worker and became a medical assistant.
So you put all of your frustrations and sexual urges into your work.
Chasing that bag, chasing that goal.
Going to the gym and stuff like that.
I'm working on celibacy, so I might have to write you, like, how'd you do it? Oh, you said you beat your meat into oblivion. Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm just going to have to flick the bean off.
Yeah, you got to turn that rose on.
Honestly, yo. So we'd like to end off the podcast saying something positive.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have to say about yourself that's positive?
What do you want to leave the people with?
Anything for anyone with a mental
life is unpredictable. So just make the right choices.
Nice to see. What you want to leave the podcast with? What you want to end it on?
If you not got in the right person or the right partner, be show me. Click the bean. That's it.
And what about you, bro?
Fuck y'all. Nah.
This nigga said, New Year's start tomorrow.
Yeah, that's it. I'm feeling better. That's it. That's the motivation.
I'm going to leave it off with I'm having a good year. Just having gratitude. You know, gratitude. The other day I woke up in my apartment, like it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. And I just sat there and I was just mad, like happy, like just looking around, like I got a nice car, I got a nice apartment, I'm healthy, you know, I got a nice family, and I'm like, yo, I got good friends, my friends and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was just mad happy. I'm like, yo, like I don't really need anything.
Yeah, you know
what I'm saying? I was just, it's just so crazy. And I was just thanking God, I'm like, yo, thank God for everything I got in my life, man. Cause I'm like, our problems ain't really that big.
So it's really
when
not.
You look at other people's problems, like, and you
third
got
world
like
countries and stuff like that.
You got people in Africa, like kids eating like dirt chips. Like,
why
and I'm
we
like,
only say Africa when we say that there's poverty? But poverty all over the world. Africa but is a rich ass country.
Yeah, it is a rich place.
They only
but
show us
they
the
just
poverty.
Show the commercials with we the flies on and stuff
that
like
as
that.
An anybody anywhere in the world that's eating that because it's a rich Africa is a beautiful rich place.
You got people in the U.S. that's eating.
We gotta go. We gotta go there because watch when we go there, we're not gonna see none of this poverty and be tight. That's only pushing to us. That's why they don't want us to go back.
Nah,
they want us
fact.
To stay out of it. We going back. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, I just
can't stop
like,
us.
You know,
we out. Right?
Yes.
Take babies.
Yes.
Taking them to Africa.
Yeah.
I don't know which hand was it.
Definitely this hand.
Okay. We out of here. We gotta go to Africa.
Definitely. But you know. So yeah, I was just really grateful, and I sat there and I was just like, I don't know, it was a lot. And I was like, yo, I'm just mad happy, and because I'm like, yo, a lot of things could have went left, right. So you know, just be grateful for the things, small things you have, and you know, just be in the moment.
To afford a new outfit for every show.
You know, gotta stay fresh to death.
Everybody,
you know
all
what
of saying?
You gotta stay fresh to dizzy, but. You know, thank you for coming. I don't know if it was easy or hard to talk about, you know, mental disability.
I'm comfortable with my skin.
So. You know,
this
and
is a good episode.
I feel like this is very needed, especially in the Black community. And if you, like, ever want a platform to speak about something and you know, showcase anything, please call us. And, you know,
absolutely.
You know, I thank you for coming.
I want y'all follow me on the gram, too.
Oh, yeah. What's your Instagram? What's your stuff?
My Instagram is rich_ the number one of... OF and the number one.
And your Facebook?
Rich One of One.
Richmond Bradshaw Jr.
Okay. All right. Anything to come in the future? Like, you have anything that's, you know, you want to put into work? Podcast?
Nah, nothing I could think of.
Right now, you're working on that family.
Baby
on the come. Yeah, that's what's up.
And this is episode 18. Thank you guys for coming up.
Thank you guys. All appreciate it.